the blood.
She's the real reason I did the bloody program, you know that.
When you look at me like that, Bob...
You think of all the tarts you've never had.
Do I? Yes, I do a bit. Not tarts, necessarily. Do you dream of handsome blonde oarsmen taking their serial pleasure with you?
Not a lot. I just tend to get to feel superfluous.
Not to me. To me, you're contingent but necessary, as the appalling Samuel Marcus would say, but at even greater length. The little shit things I'm wasting myself on unworthy trivialities. So do you, don't you?
Are you planning to come to bed at all?
That's what I came home for. Thanks for the prompt. You get so keyed up doing these silly shows. I can dump California, you know.
You can't. You won't. And Tom and Juliana have found a flat.
All in the same breath, and I'm not surprised. How much?
80,000. It's a very long lease.
It's more than we paid for this place.
Progress.
We miss the bottom.
That's what the bottom is, isn't it? What people miss.
That's also the top. What's he actually going to do? Has he said at all?
Derek called.
To say?
To ask. How was Tom? Which was nice of him. They're having lunch on Thursday, the two of them. Bad bucks.
What about Juliana?
Well, she's having lunch here, as far as I know. She likes the flat very much. She seems more than happy.
The far side of happiness. What lies there, I wonder?
Oh, do you come to bed before it's daylight again?
We shall never know, shall we?
I don't know. What?
The secret. Only that there almost certainly is one.
Suit me. I don't need to know other people's secrets.
Have you got enough of your own?
Whenever you're ashamed of yourself, you talk to me like a stranger.
80,000 for a flat. Lucky there's still a gold rush, look at it that way. Try and think of me as a 49er.
I'll do my best. Don't worry. I shall be fine while you're away.
That's probably what I'm afraid of.
I shall hate it. But you must never know.
You know what's wonderful about women, don't you?
Of course. Do you?
The day before he was due to fly to California, Adam was invited to lunch by his brother Derek.
You don't mind if we eat here, do you?
Happy to. It's quite a view. That's not the Kremlin I can see in the distance, is it?
I had lunch with Tom.
So I heard.
He's not all that like you, is he?
If you say not.
Has he told you what I proposed to him?
Would you like me to stay and serve it, Mr. Morris?
No need for that, Davina, thank you. Just, Jennifer's there if I need anything, isn't she?
Of course.
You sometimes wonder at all, if it's all true.
No, not really. Why shouldn't it be? The horrors all are, and they're no more believable than you and me sitting here and eating lobster. Here's the thing.
The thing. I was wondering what it was. What is it?
Tom, I hope you don't think I'm...
I don't.
He doesn't find it easy to talk to you. No shame in that.
No shame for whom?
What I'm trying to say is I hope, without much hope, that you won't think I'm... All right. Buying him up. Tom.
I won't, will I? In what way?
He's got fluent Spanish and Portuguese.
And that's what you're buying?
We're in the process of doing 2, maybe 3 major developments in Iberia. Houses, supermarkets, hotels, 2 or 3 golf courses. I happened to mention this to Tom and, to my surprise, he was interested. He needs money, I gather.
Well, with a pregnant wife. I'm just in the process. Funny the way we talk when money gets involved. I'm buying them a flat.
He feels bad about that.
It's no big deal. He is my son, for the moment.
Okay, I've suggested he comes in, works as my personal assistant on the Iberian front, and if all goes well, and I bet it will, he can become our general manager down there in a year or two.
This is very nice of you.
Are you sure?
Isn't it? Did you think I'd be...